We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
He is a criminal defense lawyer, Jack Rice, and, of course, frequent guest right here on this show on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Jack, gracious enough to take our call this morning. Jack, how are you today?
I'm doing just great, Dave. This is a wild, wild decision by this judge on the Derek Chauvin case. It's wild.
Okay, let's talk about that because this is breaking news. It's just happening, Judge or Jack. What did the judge decide?
Okay, the judge just dismissed the third-degree murder charge against Derek Chauvin. And it's massive because the difference is that was the lesser charge that almost guaranteed that he would have gone down on this thing. In other words, what they have to prove is that what he did was imminently dangerous and showed a depraved mind. Now, you think about him having his knee on the neck of a man for more than 8 minutes. That really falls within that range. The judge decided, Judge Cahill in Hennepin County decided that they didn't have probable cause. They dismissed on that count. He stayed his order for 5 days, so this can go to the Court of Appeals. But generally speaking, those things usually hold up, which means that what Derek Chauvin is facing now is the remaining counts, which was the second-degree felony murder, that's unintentional murder, and manslaughter. So, and those are a lot harder to prove than the third-degree charges. So this is really dynamic, dramatic for certainly the Chauvin team.
What about this 5-day stay of his order to allow the state to file an appeal? Will that happen, Jack?
Oh yeah, it certainly will. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. Judges will regularly do that. That basically say, look, we're not going to do this automatically. I'm going to hold off. Let the Court of Appeals look at this issue. Technically, the Court of Appeals could reject, reverse it, send it back down, and say you're wrong. Or they could essentially affirm and agree and do nothing, which means that order would come into effect, which means just those other counts would remain.
Jack, what about the three other officers? Any news there?
No. In fact, what they did is the court ruled that the aiding and abetting charges exist still. So in other words, they're still facing the same thing. Dave, in the end, though, the real difference is this, is that previously, all you really needed to show is this sort of depraved heart. You don't even need to show that he intended to kill him, just that it happened. And what we have here is with that gone, you have this higher standard now. And if we look statistically back over this, since 2005, only about 100 officers have ever been charged nationwide, and only about 35 of them have ever been convicted of this. So it's very, very difficult because frequently people just don't want to believe that police officers are bad guys. And that's actually one of the reasons the attorneys who are representing these officers who are trying to get this case moved out of Minneapolis because they think they'll get a better jury who will actually believe that. So this is a big fight. This is a huge victory on their side. And this could dramatically change the results of this case. By the way, one last point, Hennepin County, they're already starting to board up the courthouse right now. This has been reported in the last minute and a half.
And Jack, again, as you mentioned, that idea of moving the trial, that wasn't decided yet.
No, it hasn't been decided. Generally, and this is really what the argument is on that, is that they're saying there's been so much publicity. You can't exactly expect to have a fair trial when the mayor comes out within a few hours and says these guys are guilty, these guys are murderers. And how are you going to get a fair trial for that? But from the defense standpoint, what I think they're arguing, although they're not going to say this, is that what they really want is they want a white jury. They want a jury that's going to be more willing to look at these officers in the more traditional sense, rather than a jury of color that might look at this in the way that it may be looked at. I'm not suggesting that it's necessarily a racist question, but they're looking for the best jury to give them the best outcome that they want, or they wouldn't bother to do that.
Jack, thanks so much for the update. We'll stay in touch. Appreciate your time as always.
Thank you, Dave.
He is Jack Rice, criminal defense lawyer. With that breaking news, Steve will have much more coming up in the 9 o'clock news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.